Activists have stepped up their efforts to stop an Albany County cement plant from burning tires for fuel. A coalition of community and environmental advocates concerned about the burning of possibly millions of tires at the Lafarge cement plant in Ravenna has been promoting a 15-minute film entitled Albany Alert. The film is a response to Lafarge's plans to mix tires and coal as fuel to make cement. Activists hope the Albany County Legislature will vote in favor of a proposed clean air law to prohibit any business in Albany County from burning tires and other waste as fuel. Former EPA Regional Administrator Judith Enck notes the plant sits across the road from the Ravenna-Queeman-Selkirk Middle and High Schools. She says pollution from tire burning would impact the air, water, and health of people in Albany County, Rensselaer County, Columbia County, and Western Massachusetts.
We do not need a major tire burning facility in southern Albany County, directly on the Hudson River.
The Lafarge plant near the Greene County border has been a target for environmentalists for years. Sonia Stark is the filmmaker who shot Albany Alert.
It is aimed at the Albany County legislators, urging them to vote in favor of passing the clean air law. I'm not exactly sure what date they'll be voting on. I anticipated that they would done it by now, but because of Corona, I think it's been pushed off to the spring or summer. As far as why I made the film, well, I live in Selkirk, and that's like about 5 miles upwind of Lafarge, and I've been here for about 25 years. And yes, I'm always concerned with having clean air and clean water, given the proximity of my house to the plant.
Stark says until she attended a lecture in January that demonstrated how vulnerable the environment really is, she thought she was protected by laws and environmental standards.
I really, truly believe that once the legislators see this film, that they will pass the clean air law. And how can they not? How can they turn a blind eye to everything that's addressed in this video? The science that Mike Ewall, founder of the Energy Justice Network, pointed out, it would not only be shameful, but downright criminal if they didn't pass the clean air law.
Albany County legislator Mark Grimm, a Republican, represents Gilderland.
On the agenda for the May 11th meeting for the Albany County Legislature is a proposal to set a public hearing on the emissions from the Ravenna Lafarge plant. There is a question as to how we're going to manage public hearings given the COVID crisis. So that will be the question. If we set this hearing, according to the resolution, it's for Tuesday, June 23rd. But the question is now, given the uncertainty of things, are we really going to be able to fully allow a complete airing of what is a very controversial issue? So that will be the question during our May 11th meeting. Do we specifically set June 23rd as a date, or do we hold off on things until we know more about how people might be able to speak? A lot of people want to weigh in on both sides of this, and of course we want to hear as much as we can on this controversial issue.
Lafarge Holcim, a multi-billion dollar multinational business and the world's largest cement company, did not respond to a request for comment. There's a link to the film at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.